Episode 138. Yeah.
Butcher coming. This is my story about rags to riches, more about how I mastered physics. In a game I used to train like Rocky, catching chickens. I was nice, but they was right when they told me that rap was business. I had 10 bands in my stash when I passed over half a million.
Here we are, back in a reasonable amount of time.
Yeah, it wasn't too long.
Benny the Butcher bringing us in, playing us in, if you will.
Thank you.
Love the new Benny album. I got a sunburn, man.
I'm the prolific sunburner, but you're the tremendous sunburner.
It's, I'll be honest, man, it has messed up the feng shui.
Really?
Yeah, the mental, the spiritual. It's just my equilibrium.
Got thrown off.
Yeah, it's...
You're fair-skinned.
One of the stars is in retrograde.
I think the planets go in retrograde, not the stars.
Stars, planets, one and the same. Depends how far up there you get. Just let it marinate.
Okay.
So I got a sunburn.
They're not planets. They'd be suns.
I was slapping aloe all over my face last night.
Natural, though, that we grow.
We grow it in the backyard, and I was caking that shit on.
But how did you feel? That felt pretty good, probably.
Felt terrible.
No, it feels good. Like you have it, like it's from the earth. You're putting it on.
It smelled a little funny.
Oh, wow. So you're not a nature boy.
I was,
woo!
I was smearing around on my face. And it was kind of staining like this greenish yellow along the edges.
I've been there a million times.
And
as you know, I'm the prolific sunburner.
Then it dries and I felt like I had like a face mask on or something.
Well, it's not great when it dries because it hardens. You get a mask on.
And then I woke up this morning still cherry red.
No, it's better.
Tomato face.
No, I'm telling you, it's at least 15% better because I saw you yesterday.
It was pretty bad.
I mean, you were burnt. How long were you in the sun for?
I guess about an hour. I was talking to a couple fellows, okay, from the gym that we go to.
Yeah.
Shouts to ATG.
There we go.
And man, I want to say it was about an hour. We were talking.
I mean, were you directly in the sun?
I guess so. Yeah, it was about, we were sitting in the parking lot talking.
Nah, you got to move that shit to the shade, man.
It threw me off because it was kind of cool outside.
It was cold yesterday, yeah.
It was about 60 degrees, so I was feeling good. I was wearing a hoodie. I was wearing the Yankee hat. I thought I was safe. And it turns out that I wasn't safe. So I got the sunburn.
You needed a cowboy hat. That's what you needed.
Yeah.
Needed the Yankee hat with the all-over brim.
Yeah, the Yankee sombrero.
Yeah.
Now, the Yankee sombrero is an underrated essential.
A utility, if you will.
Yeah, no, for sure it is. And I messed up.
Yeah.
I messed up big time. I didn't have any of the 80... SPF on deck.
Because you used to have it in the car.
Well, I actually
spray your face.
And I actually still think I have it in the whip, but it wasn't on me.
Yeah.
I didn't have that thing on me. And that's the thing.
I packed that thing too.
It definitely concerns me a little bit, yeah. But I packed that thing too. So you come around this way and you will get clapped.
Shouts to Waterbury, Connecticut.
The home of Arfaja.
A blue-collar city.
A blue-collar city. And, you know, a city that we are intimately connected to.
Yes.
So shouts to Waterbury forever. And here I am with the sunburn. But listen, man.
The show must go on.
That's showbiz, baby.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how the cookie crumbles sometimes. But a guy like myself, it's just, I push on.
Yeah.
Through all adversity.
The show goes on.
It's a tough life, but the show, it does. It goes on.
Don't get in my line of sight, but definitely. The show does go on.
Absolutely. Damn, Christian Bale, huh?
Yeah.
Did that ever get...
handled?
Did it ever get...
Debunked?
Accurately... Yeah, debunked.
No, he was pissed.
That was a real thing.
Yeah, don't get in my line of sight.
So
He's doing his job, and he doesn't want anyone in his line of sight.
So he didn't know it was being recorded. But he actually was bugging out like that.
No, I mean, he's on a movie set. I'm sure he knows it's getting recorded.
But he was actually bugging out. There was no joke there.
No joke.
Wow.
Now, there has been another guy. I want to say it was like Ed Norton spazzed out, but it was like a prank that they like, or it was Matt Damon.
Okay, so that's a little different. Christian Bale, now, he's a method actor?
He's a hardcore actor. He might be a method actor.
Yeah, I almost want to throw him in that method. I mean, you know. I don't think anybody's taken it to the Daniel Day-Lewis extent.
Well, there's guys that do it. You did it. You could be Castaway. This is the first step.
Yeah.
You get a sunburn. you feel the agony of the sunburn.
Well, I'm definitely a method actor. It's been well documented. You know, sometimes I wonder, like, am I reaching my full potential?
Because I wonder that all the time, but I don't think that
you're, I've got a great voice. I'm a great actor. And it's just like, what
you're
am
a great
I doing
actor.
Here?
What do you mean? And I think you got a great voice.
And I'm sitting here.
La Boca is tremendous.
No, I'm talking about singing.
No, that sucks.
No.
But your voice, I think that you could be in an animated film.
You know, I'm sitting here talking to you, guy with a mullet.
You could be a character, like you could be a cartoon.
You look like you cook meth in a trailer.
I disagree.
And I'm just
it's a high fashion mullet, man. I'm telling you, the mustaches are coming back. I'm not new to this. I'm true to this. When this catches on at some point in the future, just know that I did this.
Nah, you're a meth dealer. And the thing is,
I'm a meth dealer. Meth dealer. You're a method dealer. Actor.
Ooh, I like that. I see what you did there. Double entendre. Don't even ask me how. So here we are. Can I air a grievance before we jump into things?
I got many grievances, but first I want to shout to Patreon.
Okay, patreon.com/Mr. Fomer Simpson. If you don't know, now you know. In the words of Biggie.
Yeah. All right. And if you know, you know.
That too.
In the words of an internet hashtag.
There you go. Hashtag it up. So on the Patreon page, we do a lot of stuff. And I feel like we almost don't promote it enough. We don't talk about the perks enough. Dude, a lot of people hit me up. Yo, can I cop this early? Can I do? Listen, on Patreon, on the uncivilized or in the uncivilized tier, I should say, behind that door.
Yeah.
It's early access to all uncivililized releases. That's a pretty dope perk. We have exclusive drops that are only available to the Patreon,
yeah.
Wolfpackians. And there's a lot of
There's the visuals. If you want to see the sunburn, if you want to see what that looks like, and you're on Patreon, you can do it because I'm going to post it.
I feel like the visuals, I'll keep it a buck. I feel like the visuals are a little overrated. I don't know.
No, people like the visuals.
Yeah. Visuals? Okay.
When I post the visuals on Instagram, for example, because we never promo Patreon.
Right.
So people don't know that the visuals are there. But when I post like a visual, like
people want to see it.
People are like, where can I watch this?
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. And there's more perks too. And another thing too is we always welcome. All right. We always welcome the new members.
Yes. It's very important.
We don't give out a members only jacket,
but we say welcome.
But we do say welcome live on the airwaves. And I did write down some names that you sent me over a few minutes ago. And here we go. So before we dive any deeper,
yes,
into the grievances and the beefs,
I got a grievance as well.
Yeah, you have a beef with Amazon.
Amazon Prime specifically.
Okay, specifically Prime. Bezos, he's coming for
you. I'm coming for your fucking head, top kid.
Oh, wow. It's aggressive in here. Gerardo Cicero.
Yes. That's a great name.
Come on, dude.
Unbelievable.
That's a phenomenal name. Welcome. Welcome to the pack.
That's all I can say.
And I know you're a mensch by the name.
And carry on, because you're doing well.
You're doing very well. Solo Santana.
Yeah.
I mean, come on with these names, bro. This is incredible.
Makes me feel like my name sucks.
Oh, absolutely. Tyler Chambers, welcome aboard, kid.
Yeah.
There's Tom Chambers. He dunked over Mark Jackson. No. Who did he dunk over?
Yeah, Mark Jackson dunked over Tom.
Mark Jackson didn't dunk over anybody.
Yeah.
Chambers, I can guarantee you that.
Mark Jackson got dunked on by Tom Chambers.
Oh, okay. So he was the victim there. All right. Well, there you go. Shouts to Simon Liu.
Yes.
All right. We appreciate you. Welcome. Gabriel Toscano.
Yes. All another right. Great name.
Yeah. Toscano, what is the first thing that I thought of?
Italy.
Tuscan Leather by Drake.
Okay.
Do I want to play a little snippet right now? I think I do.
Okay. Here we go.
I this is what happens sometimes, man. You know, when you get down with the gang, you know.
Sometimes you get a song dedicated to you.
Sometimes we dedicate a song to you because, that's just how we vibe.
It happens. I'll tell you, last week I was feeling a little rusty in the chair.
Yeah, it was different.
My own La Boca. It was a little bit, I want to say I was low energy.
Yeah, that's why we can't take that much time off.
Yeah, but now I feel good. I feel like I'm in a nice rhythm.
I feel great.
I said method acting. I feel good.
Yeah, that was a good one. Entendres, out the gate. Yeah. Oh, talk your shit, Drake. Talk your shit, bro.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
All right.
Yeah. Coming off the last record. I'm getting 20 million off the record just to off these records, nigga, that's a record. I'm living like I'm out here on my last adventure.
past or present when you have to mention. This is nothing for the radio, but they still play it though. Cause it's that new Drizzy Drake. That's just the way it goes.
That's just the way it go.
It is just the way it goes, man.
Toscano, that's just the way it go. Welcome aboard.
Boom. There you go. And we got one more. Mario Zingales.
Yes.
Come on, man.
Just names. Phenomenal people, phenomenal names.
Yeah, this might be, I mean, as far as, you know, a group of names.
Might be the best.
Yeah, this is outstanding. So welcome to the pack. We appreciate you. Big things soon come.
Yes.
And now.
Now air the grievance.
All right, so here's my grievance.
It's time.
My grievance.
We need a sound effect for that.
For what?
For like airing the grievances, like maybe like a gavel hitting or something.
Listen, man, I tried to sell you on the soundboard.
No, this is the soundboard.
Nah, it doesn't. You know, all I know how to do is play the music.
Well, that's because you don't have the technology or the steady hands to pull off a procedure like that.
I need the soundboard so I can just like almost like.
No, that's not the way it goes.
I just want to Ray Charles it.
No, you do it there.
I want to Jamie Foxx it.
Okay. All right, air the grievance. I have no gavel. Okay.
I'll tell you.
Maybe Sven puts in the gavel.
Here's my grievance. Home sprinkling systems. Specifically, okay. Our home sprinkling system.
Did it go off on you?
It did. Here's the thing.
So I turned it off.
The timing on them is horrible, and it always is. Like, it's always right when you want to leave, right when you get home. So I was in a rush the other day. I forget what I was trying to get to. I had to swing by the crib. I had to pick something up. Boom. The sprinklers are on. Now I'm like Catherine Zeta-Jones in Entrapment.
Okay.
And I'm trying to bob and weave these things. I got my hands full of shit. I'm trying to get into the crib. I ended up going through the garage because it was our sprinkler specifically. They suck.
Hang on. So you went, how'd you get into the garage?
They're not in good alignment. I went into the side door.
And then the garage door was open?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a security.
That's definitely a security issue.
Yeah, that's a breach.
For sure. I wish you wouldn't have brought it up. I went through the garage.
Okay.
And then coming out, I'm like, man, I went out the front door on the way out, but it was such a pain in the ass. And they're such shitty sprinklers, and it's spraying egg water all over the place.
Here's the deal. It's not egg water. That's our old house, is the egg water. Okay.
Nah.
Because we were off a natural well over there.
It was a little funky.
No. Okay. Maybe a little
funky. There was some twang on that thing.
Yeah, there was definitely some twang on that thing, but it's going to have a lot of fixes.
Oh, the fixes.
There we go. Okay. So many motherfucking fixes. Okay. What I'm going to say is it's so hot here. As your sunburn can attest, it's hot here. The sun is baking the grass. So yeah. You got to put water on them. You got to water.
The blades. Okay.
So it's unfortunate, but that's just, I don't know what you call it.
Well, I feel like we need to upgrade.
That's a caveat of Florida.
I feel like we need to go to Home Depot.
I'm telling you, if you want a sprinkling system, they got to dig up your yard. It's a whole.
Can we maybe put new heads on them?
Yeah, so here's the deal.
Because they're kind of janky.
No, our heads are pretty good.
Are they?
Our heads are pretty good. Sometimes a couple of them have been run over, and then they get a little banged up.
All right. Well.
So that's your grievance.
That's my grievance. I don't like it. I don't want to have to be, you know, dodging through and bobbing and weaving.
So here's what I think that you actually really do want to do, is you want to water your plants, your grass, your lawn, during the nighttime when everyone's sleeping.
Yeah.
And that way it happens.
Yeah, this was like 3 in the afternoon.
Also, the sun is not evaporating it immediately.
That's also true.
So I think that there's a thing to that. I don't really know all the details. I'll have to ask my wife, a.k.a. the person who runs said sprinklers.
All right.
That's all I can say.
Fair enough. Okay. What's your grievance?
So my grievance is Amazon Prime and not the delivery service, because that's pretty good, mostly. Like, yeah. I got no beef with them mostly.
Yeah, they delivered something today at like 8 a.m.
Yeah.
I ordered it last night at like 1 a.m.
Really?
Yeah. 7-hour turnaround.
They were delivering that as I was walking to my car to come to work.
That must have came on like a drone.
No, it wasn't in a – usually they're in the Sprinter vans.
It wasn't.
It was like a guy in a car and was getting out. I thought he was lost. I was going to give him directions.
I think they ran out of Sprinter vans.
Really?
I don't know.
Anyway, I'm like, I was ready to tell the guy, oh yeah, you got to go back up this street, got to take a right, hang another right, you get to the main road, keep going. You know what I mean?
Oh wow, okay.
And I was all ready for it. I was ready to give the guy directions, and instead he hands me a package, and that's just the way it goes.
What was in that package? I know people are curious. Yeah. I'll let you know. What did I need 7 hours later? It's a roll of Saniderm sheet, which is a thin film layer that you put over a tattoo. It's essentially
a second skin.
A second skin. It's tattoo aftercare. And I've been going tattoo brazy, man.
Yeah.
You know, new piece every week. Shouts to Aaron Murray, the tattoo, the ink wizard.
My guy.
St. Pete, Florida. If you are in the area, tap in. My guy will do you right.
Yeah. How many tattoos have you gotten in the past 4 weeks?
Four. Yeah, one per week. I'll probably get another one this week.
What did I get? Three?
I
got four too.
You got
I got four.
You got the coffee cup, you got the El Camino.
I got the Scorpion, I got the Pelican.
You got the Scorpion, the Pelican. Yeah, but I think that might have been over a longer period of time. What did I get? I got the wolf, I got the fighter, I got the gator, I got the – oh, that's right, because you went and I got the lady head. You went that one Saturday where he was going to tap both of us, but then he couldn't do me. So you had that and I went later, yeah. All right. So the four clip.
There we go.
Yeah.
Four tats. Saniderm. That's not my beef, though.
All right. What's your beef?
My beef is the Amazon Prime Video. Have you ever attempted to use it?
No, I don't think so.
Well, they got shows on there. They got some different
stuff. Yeah, I've watched a couple things, I guess.
They got movies on there. So I like to, I mean, because we got Netflix, we got Hulu.
I'm a Hulu boy.
Yeah, but we're Hulu boys, but that's because we have Showtime and HBO attached to Hulu.
Yeah,
Hulu boys. Itself is not actually, doesn't have everything that you need.
Hulu boys in the building.
No free shout outs. Hulu is giving big money to people.
Damn, Hulu, throw us a bag. Hulu has live sports.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield, thumbs down to you. Thumbs up for Hulu.
Yeah, I just throwing this out there. You know, I don't want to be a hater, but Baker has too many advertisements.
Too many.
We don't want to see that shit.
Yeah. Okay, so one of the things they have on Amazon Prime is you have to rent a movie for streaming. Sometimes they don't have them for free.
Okay.
Like they don't have the exclusive rights, whatever.
All right.
So I wanted to watch a movie called Knives Out.
Never heard of it.
It was a pretty like popular movie like 2 years ago. Daniel Craig, Ana de Armas, Chris Evans, Jamie Lee Curtis, Don Johnson. Okay, whatever. I rented it at 10 o'clock at night. I watched 35 minutes and I fell asleep, right?
Uh-huh.
So then the next night, I go, I watch it. I'm watching about an hour. It's like a two-hour movie.
Oh, it ran out on you.
It ran out on me. It's only available for 48 hours. That shouldn't count if you're in the middle of watching the movie. It can't just run out on you. That's bullshit.
I had to
pay another $3. I had to pay $6 to watch that movie. No, actually $8 because it was $3.99.
You rebought it?
I had to. It was like 15 minutes left in the movie.
Oh, what a coward.
What did you want me to do?
What an absolute coward.
What do you want me to do?
You leave it. You play it where it lies.
No, I wish I could.
You dig your boots in.
No, I wish I could.
And you die for everything you love.
No,
Thug Nasty.
Yeah. I wish I could. They shouldn't run you out on the 48-hour timer. They should give you longer than 48 hours to watch it once you've rented it.
Damn,
that's bullshit.
I hate to throw you under the bus here, kid, but I think I got to side with the Prime.
With Bezos?
I think I got to side with Bezos on this one.
With Blue Origin.
Listen.
The driver of the Blue Origin rocket?
Here's the deal. I did try to fight an Amazon driver a few weeks ago. I'm sorry about that. You know?
It happens.
It's
tough day.
Yeah. You know, I know hopefully many years from now, when I get to that gate at heaven, right, and they're looking at the list of transgressions.
Yeah.
I know that's going to probably be on there, but I do want to dispute it a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm just throwing that out there, you know.
Preemptively. Yeah.
But so here's the thing. Let's rewind, right? Let's go all the way back to the 90s.
Okay.
All right?
No, that I understand. A physical thing, you got to bring it back.
Blockbuster video. Listen, man, if you're over the deadline, you're over the deadline. You can't say you can't bring it back the next day. And say, yo, listen, hey, I actually was mid-watching this when it was due to return.
No, entirely different. Because now you're streaming. They're giving you the rights to stream it right into your home. You don't have to leave.
Even still, you can't bring it back an hour late.
Funny story, very quickly, sidebar, Redbox.
Redbox, yeah, shouts.
This is 10 years ago. My sister gives me a Redbox at like 11:45 and says, you have to return this by midnight.
All right.
So I forget where I got to go. I got to go to Walmart to return it. And I'm hitting every red light. There's all kind of things happening. I literally put it in 11:59 to return it. Cutoff's 10 o'clock. I was like so pissed.
That is funny. I mean, you know, kudos to you. Getting it back in the nick of time.
My word is my bond.
I almost, what if that could be a short film?
50,000. You might want to hold on to that one.
I owe you.
Okay, what are you saying? Short film?
A short film on you, a reenactment even.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Who would play you in the reenactment?
Adam Driver.
All right.
Even though I think he's a, kind of a goof-looking guy.
Adam Driver.
Generational acting talent.
Who would play me?
Action Bronson.
Wow. All right. Shouts to Bronsolino. Yeah. I was thinking Channing Tatum, but we'll go with that. You know, other answers I would have accepted, the Goss.
Okay.
Ryan Gosling.
Okay.
You have him grow out a beard and you dye it a little bit.
Okay.
And then I think you got some major similarities there.
Almost none. I think he's got blue eyes though.
There you go.
Would he have a sunburn? Would you have the sunburn in the reenactment?
Nah, because I'd be reenacting something from a better time.
Yeah. So it's been a rough 24 hours for you.
Oh, it's been brutal.
So it was a rough 48 hours for me. Because I had to repay to watch the last 15 minutes of Knives Out. What I'm saying is there should be a cutoff.
How good is the movie?
That was like, okay.
Oh, yeah. There's no way I'm repaying.
No, but there's a big payoff in the end. I needed to watch the end.
It's climax, so they strung you along.
Yeah, but here's, you know what's crazy about it is I thought that our Wi-Fi went out.
No, our Wi-Fi does go out. No, it sucks.
Our Wi-Fi does go out. Spectrum, I got some beef with you, but.
Oh, by the way. I got an email that said, like, we haven't paid the bill. Is that a thing?
I don't know. I'll look into it.
Oh, yeah. Look into it. Because I think they said they were going to,
like. Debt us, huh?
I go to collections, maybe?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We pay automatically. So I don't know what they're talking about.
All right. I was getting some weird emails. Could be fraudulent. Who knows?
Unless you change the card number. We'll talk about it later.
Boom.
Okay. I thought the Wi-Fi goes out. And my Wi-Fi in my room connects to my neighbor. It's close enough to his. But it's a really bad signal.
Damn, so you're trapping off the neighbor's bandwidth.
It's not good enough to stream anything. So sometimes it switches automatically and then it just stops working. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I go in and it's connected to Kurt. It's like Kurt's Wi-Fi. And I'm like, all right, Kurt, I need you to make this thing private.
Damn, you threw him out there. Okay.
No, not his last name.
Okay.
I say, Kurt, you got to make this thing private. So I stop connecting to it.
All right.
So then I connect to ours. It works. I go back. But it's like a 5-minute deal where I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Long story short, I go back, I got to buy it again.
All right.
Yeah. It wasn't Kurt's fault. It was Bezos' fault.
So you're upset with Prime.
If it's in within 30 minutes of the end of the movie and they can see that you're streaming it currently, which I know they can stream because they can also turn on my phone and listen to me.
You're getting really specific.
What do you mean?
It seems like you're just trying to bend it to fit your like 30 minutes. Why not 45? Why not an hour? When does it end?
No, I think... I think 30 minutes is a good cutoff.
Okay.
Like
so,
a 30-minute, like...
So
like
if you were 31 minutes, then they're allowed to cut it.
Yeah, but like with the rental car. No, with the rental car, they give you a little...
Grace period?
Yeah, give me a grace period. Bezos is not into the grace period?
I mean, if you're going to do a grace period, it should be an hour or two.
Nah, because you can watch a whole movie in an hour or two.
Nah, I don't think you got much of a leg to stand on.
I think I do. I think I do, and I'm going to air the grievance.
All right. Well, your grievance has been heard, noted, submitted, and... thrown in the garbage.
The thing is, here's what I'll say is I fully supported your grievance and now you're shitting on my grievance. So I'm going to go back and say your grievance sucks. Retroactively. Venus is in retrograde. Your grievance is in retrograde. It sucks.
Wow. You retrograded it. Yeah. Damn. Okay. Fair. Let's talk some foosball.
Okay.
Word to Bobby Boucher.
Yeah.
Some good old fashioned American foos.
Yeah.
Brady's back.
Brady's back, baby.
Brady's back. All right. I mean, this definitely calls for music. Brady's back. Russell Wilson to the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
The Mile High City.
Trubisky to the Steelers.
Trubisky to the Steelers.
Rodgers stays the same.
Khalil Mack to the Chargers.
Oh, that's crazy.
Bosa, Khalil Mack on turf.
Yeah.
Coming off those edges. Hey, I'm glad it's not me back there.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say. So Brady retired.
He made an announcement. Well, he didn't say the word retirement though. In that announcement,
he said, I'm out.
Yeah.
And then he just popped up.
6 weeks.
He just popped right up.
Is Shady's back? Two trailer park girls round the outside.
This is how Tom Breezy just popped up. And he said, what did he say?
Guess who's back again.
Back again.
Shady's back.
Brady's back. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Quite a little intro on this before the rap starts.
I've created the monster.
Yeah. One thing I'm going to say, quick sidebar, okay? And it's going to be quick. In The Way I Am, Eminem says, I'm not going to be able to top
what my name is.
Mm-hmm. If you go on Spotify, he's got like 10 songs better than My Name Is. He did top it.
Wow.
And a huge reason is TikTok. He's huge. People love his sounds on TikTok.
Really?
Yeah. He's like insane.
You're a TikToker on the low. Here's what I'm going to tell people. We actually have a TikTok page.
Yeah.
If you are listening to this right now, if you can hear me in your eardrums,
yes,
percolating around in there from my lips, well, esophagus.
Yeah, really lungs, kind of.
Yep, up through the appropriate channels.
Yes.
Through la boca.
La boca.
Into your ears.
The vibrations.
Right, and then the brain and the whole deal.
Yeah, it's quite an apparatus.
Follow me on TikTok, at Mr. Fomer Simpson. We're going to have some good shit over there.
Yeah.
Who's got the freaking gabagool?
Yeah.
Brady, the GOAT, undisputed.
Yes.
And he's back in the Bay, baby.
Oh, it was awesome. So I was with a couple friends yesterday, right, and I wasn't checking my phone. A lot of times I have the phone, it's on me. I'm ready.
Keep that thing on.
Yeah, I'm checking notifications. I'm on top of it. But for about an hour, I wasn't. I look at my phone, a lot of text messages, a lot of stuff coming in.
Wow.
The first one I see is from a guy that says, we still got a chance. My friend, Dick Dutko. Okay?
That's funny.
And I'm like, what the hell is this guy talking about? But I know he's a huge Bucks fan, so I know it's something to do with the Bucks. So I go on ESPN, top thing, breaking news. Brady's back. I literally went like this.
Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Don't you.
Yeah, but double hands.
I love it, man. I love it. That's outstanding. So.
What did you do when you heard the news?
I did like.
Did you do a Ric Flair?
No, I did the Jordan Kobe Bryant.
Okay.
One hand, solid, not moving.
So
fist pump.
Tiger Woods is the fist bump. Fist pump.
He does the uppercut. Yeah. He does the uppercut. Jordan and Kobe,
they just keep it out.
And then Kobe added
a mouth.
He added the underbite Kobe face.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Like that.
So that's the progression.
Yeah, that's the progression. Yeah. You know, I mean, things always evolving. You know, an ever evolving world we live in.
Yeah. Records are meant to be broken. That's what I'll say.
So, Brady, do they have a chance to win the Super Bowl, in your opinion?
Yes. I think with Brady, you always have a chance.
So you've turned into I did see something. Brady's last nine seasons, it was something like didn't win or lost in the playoffs, won a Super Bowl. Lost in the playoffs, won a Super Bowl. Lost in the playoffs, won a Super Bowl. So on and so forth. He just lost in the playoffs.
Oh, wow.
Does that mean if it was – I mean, you know how in math class and such
– probability.
You know, you have to – hey, they give you this and give you that, and you got to find the pattern.
Yeah.
I mostly struggled with those.
I was never a good pattern guy.
Yeah, I don't know why I couldn't find those patterns.
Yeah.
I don't know, probably because I wasn't good at math, but, you know, What are you going to do?
Yeah, wait, what are you going to do? What do you want from me?
You win some, you lose some.
So I said this to the guy. I think that they have a chance. And I'll tell you what, I hated Brady my whole life.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we had to.
But guess what I did when he announced fake retirement?
You cried.
I didn't cry, but I did buy a jersey.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did. You bought a Brady jersey. Yeah. Yo, how about the dude? How about the, you know, the poor son of a bitch who spent $500,000 on that last touchdown to Mike Evans?
Yeah, but it's still valuable, though.
Is there, can he get a rebate on that?
A rebate or a refund?
No, a rebate.
What's
a rebate?
He
ain't getting a refund.
What's a rebate?
Look it up.
I'm not going to look it up.
Wow.
I don't care enough.
No fact checking.
No, not at all.
Rebate's like when you get something and then you can like send something in and...
Oh, like a mail-in discount and after the fact?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. I don't think he's getting a rebate.
He ain't getting it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, sometimes you just got to take your L's in stride. That's kind of how I look at the stock market for me right now.
Yeah.
Dude, I will tell you what. I've gotten banged around pretty good in the stock market over the last year or so. But man, I've never gotten banged around like this.
Oh, it's bad?
Oh, I'm getting my freaking ass kicked.
You in the red, kid?
Oh, I'm in the red. You know what?
What's up, dude?
What's up, dude? I got something for you. You like
fruit? Oh, wow, it's back.
You like fruit? How do you like them apples?
Well, I got a number.
I got a number.
My friend's wicked spot.
Ah, damn, man. John Mayer. Console me, brother. Console me with your sweet angelic voice. I got into the stock market. Thought it was a good idea. Diversify, they said. I started buying more. Average down.
Average down.
Oh. Yep.
It's working against
me. It surely is.
The good news is it works against everybody.
That down. It kept on going. I watched YouTube experts tell me what to invest in. They fucked me.
All right, so we're taking a licking, but I'll tell you what. We're 32 minutes in.
What's your point?
We got to hit the next subject.
Oh, no, we got nothing.
Yeah, no, Brady's back, baby. No, we got doors and wheels.
Brady's back. Back again.
Yeah.
Guess who's back?
Yeah.
Tell a friend who's got the freaking gabagool.
Yeah, there we go. Damn. I want to eat gabagool because I've eaten it before and I didn't like it.
Yeah.
And I know it's going to be still bad, but I kind of want to just do it just for respect.
It's above your pay grade, palately speaking.
Really?
Yeah.
What else is like that?
I mean, you're a meth dealer in a trailer. That you're not gabagool, it's not going to resonate.
It could.
It's not going to hit the tasters.
Okay, here's what I can tell you I didn't like at all. Okay, I went to a fancy restaurant in Tampa. And I got bone marrow.
All right.
And it was gross.
Bone marrow?
It tasted like a flat out lug.
Oh, don't say that.
I'm just telling you, that's what it was. It's like an oyster. It's disgusting. It tastes like a pile of snot. I was like, fuck, I fucking paid for this? I was so upset.
Oh, man.
I offered a little bit to my wife, tried to like pawn it off on her. She was like, oh, no, I ain't eating that.
What'd they charge you for it?
It was like $20, 21 maybe. You never know.
Damn.
I thought I was like real fancy. I was like, damn, I'm elevating myself in this world.
Damn. So
I'm you know, I'm climbing the ladder.
A 20 piece for some snot.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I have a question before we get to the doors or wheels TikTok thing. That also point, I hadn't even heard about that. So that just shows that you're a TikToker.
I know some things.
You dabble. What I'm going to say is, does snowfall suck now?
It's so bad. I fucking hate it.
All right.
I love Saint. Like whenever he's there, I'm like, my God.
I'm not going to go that
bring
far.
Bring this fucking show back.
I'm not going to say, damn, a lot of F-bombs from you today.
I'm sorry. I'm cursing. I'm sorry.
Wow, you're going nuts.
Here's what I'm going to say about snowfall. Okay. Going to tie it into the Lakers. L.A. They're the Lakers. Saint is LeBron.
Huh?
It could be good.
Damn, Bron with a 50 clip.
Two.
50 burger for your head top.
Two 50.
Talk to him nice.
Two 50 balls at home. He's the first Laker in like 10 years to do it.
Yeah.
Kobe did it, then he did it. What I'm going to say is, right now, Snowfall is the Lakers. They got one good guy, Saint. Mm-hmm. They got Rome. My man Jammin' Jerome, he's like...
Who's Rome? Is Rome like Malik Monk?
No, he's Stanley Johnson.
Okay.
They all brought right. him in.
Shouts to Stanley.
He's good.
Stanley Johnson and Stanley Ipkiss. Those are the two...
Ipkiss.
Those are the two Stanleys we rock with.
Yeah. And Stanley Ipkiss is going to fall into my lap.
You know, I'll be honest, respectfully, because Franklin Saint, you know, but I'm not crazy about his girlfriend.
Don't like her at all.
Not crazy about the girlfriend. I don't know. Just I'm getting weird vibes off of her.
There's something weird's going to happen for sure.
Definitely weird vibes off of her.
Louis pissing me off.
Leon's pissing me off.
Oh, Leon's pissing me off big time.
It's just, you know, the thing with Leon is like, you know, Saints looked out for him the whole time.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, he's kind of always pushing back a little bit. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm three, what are we, four episodes in now?
Four episodes in. And Teddy is just, get him out of here.
Yeah,
someone's got to. Oh, brother, this guy stinks. Get him out of here.
Yeah, someone's got to get him out of there. Teddy, does he got a handlebar mustache? He's got a goatee? What's he got going on?
He's got some different facial hair. It changes over the years.
Yeah. Definitely don't like Teddy.
Teddy is he Frank Vogel, right, in this situation?
Teddy is, man. Yeah, Teddy's probably Vogel. Leon is Westbrook.
Yeah.
Leon is Westbrook. Who's Mello? Mello is, I don't know who Mello is, man.
Maybe Peaches.
Yeah. I don't want to go that route because Peaches is struggling right now.
No, he's doing good. He's got a summer cold, though.
It ain't no summer cold.
Yikes.
Yeah. I mean, he's on drugs.
Hey.
So, man, we were just a year ago crowning this as one of the greatest shows ever.
You were, not me.
And now it's
not looking good.
It's got some ground to get to make up.
Yeah.
You know, ground to gain.
Losing ground.
Yeah, rapidly. So I got high hopes for episode 5, but right now, you know, I just wanted to touch on that.
Did you watch Winning Time?
I haven't started it yet, okay. Actually. I looked for it.
It's on there.
On Hulu, and I didn't see it. Okay, is it good?
I watched the first episode. So
I heard the first episode was awesome.
I didn't actually particularly like it, and one of the huge reasons is that Magic Johnson, the guy that's playing Magic Johnson, the actor, he's a little frumpy, his build.
Okay.
It's not Magic-esque.
You don't like the physique?
It's like, the thing is, so there's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's in it, Magic Johnson's in it. Like, these are like some of the best basketball players ever in the history of basketball.
Right.
And you got guys that don't know what the fuck they're doing on the basketball court.
Oh, so it's one of those deals.
So it's like, there's like a thing where like Norm Nixon kind of shows them up. Norm Nixon's got like a fur coat on, and they're playing basketball. They're wearing all white. They're like on like an ice court. It was like kind of weird.
Okay.
And like, he's like trying to like do moves. And I'm like, all right, this guy. What
oh, not believable. You know, the sports stuff is tough, right? Because most actors are not good athletes.
No, for sure.
I mean, Marshalla, he is.
Mahershala. Yeah.
He is. I don't know why I always have trouble with his name.
It's a little tricky.
In incredible athlete.
Yeah.
Played Division I basketball at Loyola Marymount, I believe.
Yeah, somewhere over there.
And is that the right thing? Loyola Marymount?
Yeah.
Is that where Hank Gathers went?
Yeah.
All right, I don't know.
Or to Bo Kimble.
Yeah, Bo Kimble. Honors his friend.
Yeah.
With the one-handed free throw. So I haven't started watching that, but I definitely will. What is it? Is it like a lot of cocaine, a lot of sex?
Kind of. Like, there's some nudity. Like
Showtime?
Well, Dr. Buss basically is like a playboy. Like, he's got like a – he's a bachelor. He's living a bachelor lifestyle.
Party animal.
He's in the Playboy mansion. One of the things –
Oh, him and Hef.
Yeah, I haven't seen Hef yet.
All right.
But I did see Hef in the Pam and Tommy show. They got a guy that plays Hef.
Wow.
But what I'm going to say –
Yeah, so you're watching all kind of shows.
I watch them all. And mostly I don't like them. What I'm going to say is, Buss is, he's El Diablo. He's John C. Reilly. What's that guy's name in Talladega Nights?
I don't know. Shake and Bake.
Yeah, he's Bake.
Okay.
He's Bake, and that's Dr. Buss. And they're doing kind of a weird thing where they're breaking the fourth wall all the time.
They're breaking the fourth wall all the time? What do you mean?
The fourth wall is the television. Like when you're watching a movie, like they're not addressing the audience. Like have you ever seen
but
that
in this
movie?
They do?
Yeah, like in Deadpool they do. So they're breaking the fourth wall, like where Dr. Buss is doing something and then he explains what he's about to do to like you, the audience. So there's like some kind of weird, like, you know, directorial choices is what I'll say.
All right. Scale of 1 to 10 so far. His name, by the way, in Talladega Nights is Carl Naughton
Jr. Okay, yeah. And what's his name in Step Brothers? Dale? Or is Dale the... No, yeah, Dale and Brennan.
Yeah, Brennan is Will Ferrell.
Yeah, so his name's Dale.
And he's Dale, yep. Dale Doback. Brennan Huff.
Yeah, okay. There we go.
Damn, man. A pretty good duo. Not sure where they rank on the all-time name a better duo list.
Yeah.
Got to be towards the top.
Here's what I'm going to say, though. Adam McKay, the guy who is directing it, is basically was best friends with Will Ferrell.
Oh, wow.
And Will Ferrell wanted to be Dr. Buss in this thing.
Damn. And he said no.
He basically...
Because he would have had to bring Dale Doback on?
No, he did bring Dale Doback on. He is Dr. Buss. Like it's
Dale Doback is.
Yeah, that John C. Reilly is Dr. Buss.
Oh, that's what you were just saying.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like directly like addressing me. He's like, hey, you at home, sitting on your couch.
Oh.
This is what I'm about to do. I don't have the money.
Damn, I forgot he was in it because I saw a preview for it and I was like, oh, I'm definitely going to watch that. I remember Magic Johnson. Didn't remember who was playing Buss, but it's him.
Yeah.
It's Cal Naughton.
Yeah, it's Cal Naughton Jr.
And that's what you just told me. And then I completely blanked.
Yeah.
All right.
So- my main point is Adam McKay and Will Ferrell. First, he had Michael Shannon, who was...
Nobody is going to know who that is.
A lot of guys know Michael Shannon.
Nah, don't get weird on us. What's up?
That was the guy that was going to play him. And then it wasn't working out. And Adam McKay said, hey, I don't know where you got to go, but you got to get the fuck out of here.
Wow. Canned him.
Yeah. And then instead of bringing in Will Ferrell at that point, he went to like Will Ferrell's main... sidekick partner guy.
And took him.
So there's some beef there apparently.
Wow. There's a lot of beefs. You and Amazon Prime.
Me and Bezos.
Will Ferrell and the director.
Yeah.
Me and Sprinklers. Kanye, Pete Davidson.
Yeah. You and the Sun.
Me and the Sun. Yeah, that's another one. So I got a couple beefs going
on. Yeah.
Now.
You're entangled right now in some beefs.
Oh, I'm very entangled. An entanglement.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about doors versus wheels, apparently.
I heard it's a big debate, heated debate.
And so pose the question to us.
So is there more doors or wheels in the world?
Doors.
I think it's doors as well. I don't understand how it's that heated because you think about cars.
And we're talking about all doors.
I think that's the argument. And all wheels.
Right. So
a car has four wheels most of the time.
Right. And four doors.
And four doors. Now, I saw some guy was saying, like, that the trunk was a door. That's not a door. That's a trunk.
So yeah, that's agree.
But houses, which there's a lot of, and apartment complexes and buildings, which there's many of.
Right.
All have doors, usually more than one.
Right.
Two, and then every room a lot of times has a door.
Right.
So I don't, and, you know, things have wheels. Hot Wheels have wheels. You know, furniture has wheels sometimes.
Appliances have wheels.
Yeah, like the refrigerator has wheels on it.
Yeah, but it's not competing with doors.
Now, the thing with...
And there are more houses and apartments than cars.
Is there?
I think so. Yeah, because I'd say that there are... I know a lot of people who don't have cars.
That's true.
You know, and those people have...
Doors.
You know, houses or apartments or whatever. Yeah, they have doors.
They got doors on deck.
Is
also there's different kinds of doors, right? There's sliding doors.
Is a tent that you zip open, is that a door?
No, that'd be called a zipper or something.
Okay. A zipper door?
I'm going to call it a zipper panel.
So you're saying it has to have a hinge?
No, not just a hinge because I don't think that a trunk. I was watching something on the phone.
Is a revolving door a door?
I think that you could call that a door.
Hmm. All right. Like, you know, you're going into a fancy hotel and they got that thing spinning around.
Have you ever gone in them when they're automatic? Because that's a little tricky. You got to really time it or you're going to get jammed up in there.
Definitely. And you can't go in with another person.
Yeah, you got to wait.
you know, that goes without saying now, social distancing and whatnot. But man, there was a time where, you know, people sometimes they would try to jump in there and hitch a ride with you. And it's like, listen, bro,
catch the next one.
The next one is just a second behind you, bro. You don't need to be in here.
But sometimes some of those, they're like twice as big. And then you do got to go in with other people. Mm. Like in a, I'm sure like in like places that have a lot of business. Like I've been to airports where it's huge. Like it's like three times the size of a regular revolving door. Oh,
those
door.
Ones. Yeah, yeah. Ones, it's allowed.
Yeah, there's like 100.
I still prefer to be alone.
I still prefer to be alone, but I'm just saying that you can't stop the flow of traffic because you want your own door.
So it is a door. Settled. So,
I just said it's a door.
So I don't think, no, for sure, but I'm saying it's settled.
Also, the refrigerator has a door. Two doors if you got a freezer.
Yeah, but a refrigerator has four wheels.
For sure, but I'm just saying that the amount of things that have doors is way more.
Stove has wheels, one door, four wheels, two doors probably on a
well, it has like the sliding drawer at the bottom.
Yeah, and a drawer is not a door.
Yeah. The microwave has a door.
The microwave has a door. Some of them have wheels. Microwaves.
Really?
Yeah. Like maybe a countertop one.
Okay.
Could have some wheels.
That's above my pay grade. That's like gabagool.
You know, bikes and motorcycles have wheels with no doors.
It's true. But how many bikes are there in the world?
Probably a good amount.
I don't think it's messing with doors. I just don't. Unless there's something like huge that I'm forgetting. Like there's just like 10 billion. Hold that thought. 10 billion. If there's like 10 billion unicycles that I'm not aware of.
Okay. I'm going doors and I don't think it's close.
I'm going doors also and I think it's close.
All right. Now you said 10 billion. Hold that thought. You want to talk about something else.
Another debate, a heated debate.
All right, pose it to us.
What would win? Okay, here's the rules. 250,000 soldiers versus 10 billion lions. You're in the country of France. You can't leave France. So like there is parameters is the point.
Trained soldiers?
They're trained soldiers. They can have any weapon they want. They can have, you know, within reason, I guess, as much ammo as they want, as much of the weapons as they want.
Well, do they have 10 billion bullets?
They have to, yeah. For sure. That's not a stipulation. Weapons is not a stipulation. And they're adult lions, male and female.
A mixture?
Yeah. They're both great hunters.
All right. And you're taking the soldiers?
I'm taking the soldiers, and I got a bunch of reasons why.
All right, I'll take the Lions.
Okay, understood.
All right, not the Lions of Detroit. Just want to put that out there.
Yeah, we're not taking them.
Unless Megatron comes out of retirement.
Yeah, Barry Sanders also. I think that, first of all, I think that 10 soldiers could take out 10 billion lions. I think if we're in France, how? I think they go into the Eiffel Tower. They reinforce it so that the lions can't, I mean, a lion can't unlock a door, number one, right?
Okay.
But you'd put like some steel, like reinforcement so they can't get into it.
The lions just run away.
No, you drop bombs on them via drones. And it's also, it's a battle. Like they're doing battle. It's not like, hey, I'm just going to run away.
I don't think, you know, they might not have a chance to get up to the Eiffel Tower. It's not like, hey, ready, set, go.
What do you mean?
The soldiers. Like it might just be on and popping on the street.
No, that's part of the stipulation is you're not just waking up.
I think you're making that stipulation.
No, because I asked the inventor of this game who said that 10 billion, basically for 250,000 soldiers, every single soldier would have to kill 40,000 lions. And that sounds like a lot. That's a big number, but it's really not that big of a number.
So you didn't watch Ghost of the Darkness?
No. Ghost in the Darkness. I did watch it. Val Kilmer, Michael Douglas.
Two lions. They were tearing shit up.
They were. That's also Hollywood. That's cinema. That's
some people said they killed 200 men and women and children. I think the number was more accurately in the 30s, but nonetheless, it did happen.
That was also in the 1920s and people had muskets. Like they didn't have the proper weaponry.
I mean,
no,
one soldier is not. So your whole thing is that they're going to be airborne and they can't get to them and they'll shoot and bomb down.
I would just pick the tallest 100 buildings in.
And say, okay, we're ready now. Like, that's not really how New Age war goes.
When would it start?
When would what start?
Okay, let's say it starts right now. Let's say 10 billion lions.
Yeah, some of them soldiers ain't going to be able to get up there.
That's fine. Let's say 100,000 soldiers are gone. I got 150,000.
All right.
I split them in the top 100 tallest buildings in France.
All right.
I put them up there.
Some of the buildings, they'd be able to get to them.
No, you got to reinforce the doors. Like, you can't, like.
There's no, they don't have time and the wherewithal to pull that off.
No, they have to. That's the whole deal.
No, there's not enough with such limited manpower.
No, it's not limited, dude. That's a lot of people.
How many soldiers?
250,000.
250,000. Oh, I was thinking you said 250.
No, 250,000, dude.
Versus 10 billion lions.
I mean, 10 billion is a huge number. So it's a massive number, like almost an incomprehensible number. But I'm just saying that you'd get to a place where they couldn't get you. And that one guy's like, what are you going to do for food?
Right.
And the guy I was arguing with, bring food, dude.
You're not going to be able to have all that stuff. Like, it sounds good. You also don't have unlimited ammo. You're going to be in a small space. You're not going to be able to have all these drones and bombs and a gazillion bullets and food and water. And
I think you could.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'll go lions. Word to Simba.
I mean, I love Simba. Lion King's one of my favorite movies.
No, I don't think you can say that anymore. No.
I'm just saying I picked the soldiers. That's all.
Nah.
And I don't even understand how someone could actually pick lions. I know what you're trying to do.
I'm picking the lions.
You're just taking a stance against me, which I don't appreciate. But I'm saying I understand it, but it's the soldiers. It's not even close.
All right. I'm taking the lions. And you're putting a lot of weird things in there that I don't think are part of the deal.
I think they are part of the deal.
I think it's just a head up, fair one. Yo, what's up with it?
Like, you just wake up and there's 10 billion lions attacking you?
Yeah, it's an attack.
No, but how would they know? How would they know it's an attack?
Well, because they're the ones attacking.
So it's on their terms.
Either the lions are the attackers, yeah, for sure, 100%. I mean, you know, you have to understand the makeup of the lion.
Okay.
Yeah, they're king of the jungle, dog. I mean, they didn't just get that name.
Okay, well, I'm going soldiers.
Let's jump over and jump into these Patreon suggested topics.
Let's do it.
Posts, podcast topics, boom. Here we go. We got some time. Nicholas Placencia, what's up, dudes? Any specific reason why you guys don't attend any sneaker events or shows like SneakerCon? Would love to actually meet you guys in person. I'm in Chicago, so Florida is a ways away, but I'll definitely be there when you guys open up the coffee shop. Peace and love, boys. Nicholas, we appreciate you. Sneaker events. Never really been my thing.
We went to one event.
We've been to a couple.
No, but we traveled to one event.
Yeah, we went to a SneakerCon New York City in like 2017?
17, I think, yeah.
Something like that. At the Jacob Javits Center. Ton of people there. We did actually get to meet a ton of people, mm-hmm. and chop it up. And
I enjoyed myself. Had a good time.
Yeah, actually enjoyed it too. I enjoyed it. Now, obviously with the COVID stuff, we weren't looking to go to, you know, pack into any building like that. And even still now, it's not necessarily
the
top of my list. I've never, you know, sneaker events, it to me a little bit, it's one of those deals. Now, I actually went to ComplexCon in Chicago. You weren't out there, but I was
out there.
With Puma and was there for a couple days. That mm-hmm. was cool. Sneaker events, to me, it's like if you've been to one, you've been to all of them a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of the same stuff. I'm not really looking to sell sneakers, not like we're setting up a table.
Yeah.
I did think it would be cool, and I mentioned this to you, but then I think COVID hit about potentially doing an Uncivilized booth at like a ComplexCon.
Yeah.
You know, when I was out in Chicago at that ComplexCon, there was some really dope installments out there. Joe Fresh Goods had a really dope installment, and it was just, there was some smaller brands that had done some really cool stuff, and so I thought Uncivilized could maybe do something like that. So, you know, moving forward, we may hit a couple of them. But it hasn't been the MO to date. But the coffee shop is going to be a thing at some point too. You know, probably not going to happen this year, were working on getting a new space, a new building for the workshop, and then the coffee shop probably comes after that.
Yeah.
So it's we're still manifesting it. It's still in the plans, but you know, things take a little bit of time sometimes. Ruben Pena, craziest week of the NFL? Probably not, but man, there's been a lot of movement.
Yeah, pretty exciting.
Anytime you get a quarterback like Russell Wilson changing teams, it's super exciting.
Yeah.
You know, it was like when Stafford went to the Rams, that was pretty big. But Russ is obviously more decorated than Stafford.
For sure.
He's already won, you know, Super Bowl, and he's, I think, held in a higher regard.
I agree.
For sure. But, man, what else? I guess we'll have to see. Free agency started today. Free agency's on the clock right now. Did we miss anything? Let me see. Let me jump on Twitter. What do we miss? Is it the craziest
one guy from the Bucs went to the Bengals? An O-lineman?
Yeah, there's been a lot of that kind of stuff.
An O-lineman from the Titans went somewhere.
Yeah, but none of that really matters. We're talking about exciting stuff.
No, for sure, but that guy from the Titans was pretty good. He's a Pro Bowl guy, I believe.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Chase Edmonds went to the Dolphins, I think.
Yeah. Allen Robinson might go somewhere to the Packers, maybe.
I don't know. He's definitely going to go. He hasn't signed anywhere yet. Who else do we got? Oh, wow. The Chargers.
Oh, they're making moves.
J.C. Jackson.
Wow.
5 years, $82.5 million.
Wow.
Dollars.
That guy's good.
Million. Damn. So they got Khalil Mack from the Bears and they got J.C. Jackson. They still got Derwin James.
Yep, Derwin James is
they
awesome.
They still got Bosa. Damn. Yikes. That's going to be nasty. Phew. Oh, man. So that's the biggest signing that I see here. So we'll see. So craziest week in the NFL? Probably not yet. You know, if Rodgers left, maybe.
Yeah.
But Rodgers stayed. Devontae Adams got the franchise tag for now, so he's staying put. He did say he won't play under the franchise tag. So if they wanted to play, they probably got to restructure that deal, give them something long term.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But they got cap issues and stuff. There's ways to manipulate it. You know, if you're way over the cap, you just extend guys to these long contracts and backload them.
Okay.
You know, give them a good signing bonus and backload them. You know, GM foamy foam on the ones and twos. I'm super excited about the Giants. We have no money to play with in free agency. So we're kind of probably just going to chill and, you know, pick up the scraps, so to speak. Afterwards, and then we got a bunch of draft picks. So try to hit in the draft. That's how you got to do it these days, man, because contracts are just too big and the cap set up the way it is. You got to build through the draft. Doesn't mean you can't, you know, do like the Rams and go get a few guys, but primarily you got to build through the draft. All right, let's keep it going. Where did I lost my thing here? Oh, here we go. Lester Phillip. Thoughts on Tana Talk 4, also favorite track, mine is Thoey's Revenge. So that's the Benny the Butcher album.
Yeah.
Yeah, Benny, I love Griselda. I don't know why I yelled that. I love Griselda.
You're passionate man.
Benny is my favorite.
Of Griselda,
yeah. Benny's my favorite, man. And I just think he never really misses. He puts out so much music.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's just like bong, 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 bong. More music, and a little more music. Because I feel like he just came out with an album.
Yeah. So and, you like it. So far, you like it.
Oh, I love it. I love it. If I had one gripe, one critique, because I don't think there's five rappers right now that can out-rap him.
Okay.
Like, we're just talking about straight bars, straight rapping. Yeah, he's top five for me. For me, he's top five.
There we go.
The only grievance, if there's any, would be that sometimes the features aren't great.
Okay.
You know, like I feel a lot of times, and I guess this just speaks to his greatness. A lot of times, if he has a feature, it's like I find myself skipping the verse that's not Benny.
Okay.
You know, like, I just want to get back to Benny.
Okay.
Back to Benny. The Butcher coming.
Yeah.
And so here, we can play Thoey's Revenge. Here it is right here. Yeah, you know, I got it on Deckington.
This really that simple.
It's that simple.
Ain't nobody f- with me and Uncle Al. Discussing business with the game. Be bitches in my chain. A couple killers I got tamed. I'm the
The clean version.
Okay.
You know, sometimes we like to go with the clean version.
Yeah. Of the game. I'm up on you ain't f***ing with us, so enough of jumping in my lane. I went from hustling to the stage with West, put me up a level, win a game. Real brick talk, lead a Benz park. I kicked out and made the bitch.
I feel like the clean version, you never realize the profanities until you listen to the clean version. You're like, oh, wow.
It's a lot
like
of it.
Bleep, 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 bleep. Yeah. This album is awesome. Yeah. Now, I love it a lot. As far as a favorite, man, I don't know. Probably Johnny, the song that we opened with.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. Johnny P's Caddy. It's him and Cole. Maybe that's the easy answer. Here, I'll skip it ahead.
The only difference is I'm living, and I would have whacked one of them who knew that after drug dealing, I'd still be casual, spending mil plus annual income. So here's my manual.
This this is my favorite.
Okay.
And Cole floats on it, too.
Yeah.
See, Cole's an example. Good feature.
Yeah.
Good feature. And, you know, a lot of times, like, he's got Conway on a song, and he's got some it's not necessarily that – I guess I want to see him reach man, I'm trying to think, like, who
– like a commercial level.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily even that. Like, I want to see Push jump on something with him.
Okay.
I think they've done something together in the past, if I'm not mistaken. But, yeah, like, I would love, like, Push on here. I would love – to get some of those guys.
Okay.
All right. There we go. I guess we're certainly not speed rounding this one.
Well,
I guess we can pick it up.
No, I mean, we're doing what we're doing.
This is from Adam. Have you watched the Fresh Prince remake, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yep.
If so, what's your thoughts? And are there any new shows you're watching that we should check out? So I haven't watched the Fresh Prince yet. I believe it's on the same one that has Yellowstone. What's the name of that one?
Paramount or Peacock?
I think it's on Peacock.
Okay.
I think it's on Peacock.
I haven't watched it.
You know who shouts to Billy the Barber?
Yeah.
He's the one who actually told me about it. He said, nah, listen, man, like, because, you know, whenever there's a remake, like Coming to America, that remake, it stunk.
It wasn't a remake. It was a sequel.
Sequel. I'll be honest. Yeah, I guess you're right. There's a difference there. They're doing another White Men Can't Jump, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm out on that.
I think with Jack Harlow. And
that's
just
bad.
Like,
I love Jack Harlow. That's
I like Jack Harlow, too. But it's just sometimes the classics, you got to leave them there. Like, they're for that era.
Yeah.
And you just got to leave them where they're at. You know, you can't do too much tampering.
I agree.
You don't want to tamper with that kind of stuff. So, but apparently this Fresh Prince thing is really good.
Okay.
And it's less of a comedy and more like a drama.
Well, I know it's like darker.
Yeah, more like a real life thing. Yeah. So I actually am going to check it out, but I haven't yet. Now, any shows you're watching? We obviously already talked about Snowfall. What else are you watching? Tommy and Pam.
Pam and Tommy, I've been watching.
All right. Pam and Tommy from Martin, greater than Pam and Tommy
Lee.
I'm just throwing that out
okay.
there.
Okay. Very interesting show. Kind of shows what they went through, whatever. Okay.
You into it?
I kind of like it. I kind of don't like it.
All right. Yeah.
I think it's worth watching.
What else? What other shows?
Winning Time, obviously, which I just spoke about.
All right. I'm definitely going to be watching that one.
Billions I watch.
That's not a new show, but all right.
No, but it's a new season.
All right. Fair enough.
There's one more that I've...
Last Kingdom you watched?
Oh, The Last Kingdom. A new season just came out. I actually haven't started it. And and there's one more. Wow. I'm not sure what it is. I can't remember.
All right. To be continued.
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
But yeah, I watch most of the stuff.
All right. Craig Smith, any upcoming Uncivilized drops with America's Dad, Bob Saget? Also, are you guys going to venture off into the realm of other brands more often? I get it. Jordans are dope. So are Nikes. Same with Yeezys. Not bashing, but Asics and New Balance are rising to the realm because of the resale game, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Then talks about maybe a Wolfpack event once a year.
Okay.
You know, where the wolf pack links up and just like drinks coffee and like howls at the moon.
Yeah.
All right, I'm into that. I'm definitely into that. Nothing on the docket right now with Bob Saget, but rest in peace.
Definitely.
It's other sneakers. Yeah, we've always been well-rounded guys, you know, been into New Balance for a long time, been into Asics for a long time. Just kind of depends. You know, I feel like New Balance has really picked it up as of late. I think they teamed up with Joe Fresh Goods to be their creative director or something.
Oh, really?
Something like that. That's awesome. But they're doing cool collaborations again. You know, New Balance always makes a good sneaker. I always have a pair on deck.
I'm wearing them right now.
Yeah, like I always have a pair of 990s in the rotation somewhere, and it's been like that for the last decade.
Yeah.
You know, I can remember in New York City, I can remember being a really young kid, and there was this New Balance store on, it was over by Bryant Park.
Okay.
And I would go in there, and man, I love the sneakers. I fell in love with the sneakers, but they were expensive.
Yeah, I mean, they're pricey.
You know, even back then, they were like, you know, I was looking at like, damn, a $200 sneaker.
Yeah.
$180. And I'm like, man, for a New Balance. But they were, you could tell, you hold a lot of New Balances in your hand, and you're like, wow, the craftsmanship on this just hits a little different. So, yeah, nah, I'm all about versatility. As far as the YouTube channel and, you know, what sneakers we do, a lot of times we let the audience decide.
Yeah.
You know, whatever people are asking to see, you know, a lot of times that's what we do. But definitely a fan of versatility. Jordan Venegas, Tom Brady is back. The GOAT of GOATs. I mean, Jordan is a huge Brady fan. So not surprised that he's talking about Brady. And he's asking about a deep dive on a funny story from back in the day. Could have done without that. What were you just doing? Sipping a straw into the microphone? Like, what was that all about?
No, I was over here.
And there's nothing even in there, dude.
No, there's a little bit. I got to get it.
Wow. Unbelievable. A funny story? We're going to save that one.
Yeah.
I do want to retell The Great Escape.
We're going to do a mini-sode.
Yeah, I want to do a mini-sode.
That's going to be its own episode.
I want to do a mini-sode on The Great Escape because it's worth retelling.
Yeah.
That one's worth a remake.
Yeah.
You know, White Men Can't Jump, Leave It Alone. The Great Escape, bring it back.
Yeah.
Bring it back. You know, that's one. I should just bring that back yearly. That's how good it was.
Okay.
Craig Billiott. Fellas, I know you're both movie connoisseurs. I recently made my girlfriend watch Hardball. It's one of my all-time favorites. She asked if it was a sad movie, and I said no. Obviously lying to cover up one of the saddest deaths in cinema history.
G-Baby.
Rest in peace, G-Baby. What are some of you? Oh, wow. What are some of the saddest movie deaths of all time? Damn, that's a tough one. I feel like we may have talked about this before on a previous episode.
This has been a topic before. I don't know if it was on Twitter or in the podcast. I mean,
so Mufasa's got to be in
Mufasa's
the mix.
Up there high. High, high, high.
Yeah. G-Baby's up there.
G-Baby's probably the saddest.
G-Baby hurt me. Innocent soul.
Yeah.
Damn. What else do you think? Like if we did like a top five, it would be like, we don't even have to put them in order. G-Baby, Mufasa.
Yeah, I mean, not Vito Corleone, the head guy, Corleone. Is his name Vito Corleone?
You talking about the Godfather?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the Godfather.
It's kind of sad.
No, that ain't in there, man. You know, he, you know, live by the sword, die by the sword, baby.
I mean, I guess. I mean, but he like had a heart attack like in his garden.
Yeah, but like as like a 90-year-old?
No, he wasn't 90.
He's pretty old.
And he was with the kid. That was kind of sad.
That's not in there for me. Nah, I'm trying to think. Like, what was the Green Mile was sad.
Yeah, that's sad for sure.
Like that's sadder than The Godfather.
Yeah, I guess so.
No disrespect, but I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, that was definitely sad.
The Green Mile.
Also because you know that he's innocent, so you're kind of like, what's going on here?
What about in Forrest Gump?
When
Forrest Gump.
What, his mom?
His mom and then Jenny.
Those weren't emotionally hitting for me.
I know we weren't the biggest fans of Jenny because, you know, she wasn't necessarily treating our guy Gump the right way, but it hurt him, which hurt me.
Yeah.
Man, I'm trying to think. Let me look up some movies. I feel like we're forgetting some main ones.
You know what was kind of a sad one to me? This is, I don't know if anyone's going to even remember this, is in the first Matrix, the lady Switch, she dies. The guy Cypher.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember.
Joey Pantalone, he's like unplugging them.
Right.
In the reality, and they're dying in the Matrix. Mm. And Trinity's on the phone.
Yeah, I remember. With them,
et cetera. I'm painting a picture.
Okay.
And Switch looks at Trinity and goes, not like this. And then gets unplugged. That always was pretty sad for me.
All right. Yeah, that one didn't do it for me. But I'm looking at a list right now.
Some sad ones or what?
There are ones that I don't actually remember. So the first one.
Like number one, or did the list start at the bottom and it's going up?
Number one is Kevin McAllister in My Girl.
Didn't watch it.
Yeah, I don't think I ever saw that. You know?
But not Kevin McAllister. You're talking about Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that, I just call him Kevin McAllister.
Okay.
Gwen Stacy in The Amazing Spider-Man 2. Never saw it?
No, never saw it.
This is an article on BuzzFeed.
I mean, BuzzFeed is...
Yeah,
sucks.
These... Like, I don't even know a lot of these movies here. Hang on. I haven't been to Rent? No.
That's a musical. We wouldn't watch that.
Mona. That's in the animated movie. Haven't seen that. Tony Stark in Endgame? Nah, man.
You know what one's pretty sad is
dude, these are
is
not,
it Doctor Strange?
How have I not seen G-Baby? This list is fraudulent. How have I not seen Mufasa? I feel like there has to be, I was just going to say, I feel like there has to be a dog death, you know, because dogs, man, they hit you hard.
Yeah.
Luckily, all dogs go to heaven, but, and then I just saw right here, Marley from Marley and Me.
Didn't watch that movie either, because someone told me, hey, Marley dies in the end, and I was like, thank you for telling me that. I'll not watch that movie.
Damn, let's click on another list.
Nah, I've had enough of this. I'm done with it.
You done with the topic?
I'm done with the topic. G-Baby's the saddest.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it goes.
It's,
And I saw that movie in theaters, and I was devastated.
Yeah, I just, man. Oh, Bubba in Forrest Gump.
Yeah, it's sad.
Jack Dawson, Titanic. Didn't think about that one.
That wasn't really that sad for me.
Never Let Go.
Yeah, that wasn't sad for me, though. When I watched that, I wasn't like emotionally moved, really.
Yeah. All right. At least this list has Mufasa. Oh, this one has John Coffey from The Green Mile, too. That's on the list for me.
That's a sad one. You know what's a sad one is in Saving Private Ryan, Tom Hanks.
Yeah, and I could see that.
And he tells a young Matt Damon, earn it. Earn it. That was pretty sad.
Yeah. All right, fair enough. We can move on. But good topic. Very good topic.
Yeah.
David Hall, Desert Island Game.
Okay.
Desert Island or Deserted Island? Who knows? You can only bring 5 movies to watch for the rest of your life.
Okay.
What are you bringing?
Movies? Well, yeah. I mean, like, what else do I have on the... So I got a VCR on the island? Like, it's...
Oh, who knows? But you
have enough food to eat?
It's not about that. It's about the movies.
Well, if I don't got enough food to eat, I'm not bringing any movies.
You're overthinking it.
I need more stipulations.
The Big Lebowski, I'm bringing.
Yeah, White Men Can't Jump.
I'm doing White Men Can't Jump. I want to have a basketball flick.
And I'm gonna do Godfather 2.
I'll do Godfather 2
because it's longer. See, I want to forget that I'm just stranded on this island.
Yeah, you want to have a lengthy movie. I agree. I'm gonna do Goodfellas, and I'm gonna do.
I'm not doing Goodfellas. I don't like Goodfellas.
And I'm gonna do. You know, we need a feel good movie. We need a man. I don't know. Maybe like, you know, I might go. You know,
Terminator 2.
Nah, I want something light. You know, maybe like a Friday.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay.
That's what I'll go with. Okay. Those are my 5.
What else? I'm taking out Goodfellas. I'm putting Terminator 2.
All right. Not mad at it, but a little mad at it. All right. Here is, damn, I never can pronounce this name right. It's, let me see if I can get
it. It's Owen.
Eoghan. Damn. That's a crazy spelling. E-O-G-H-A-N. Eoghan. Yeah, I guess I see it. That's gangster.
Yeah.
All right. How we doing, fellas? What are your opinions? Oh, here we go. On Tana Talk 4. Damn, another one.
There we go.
The Wolf Pack.
One mind.
One mind. One pack. The Butcher definitely did it again, in my opinion. Griselda is the best out right now. Dog, I agree. It's hard to disagree. Putting out a ton of music. Quality. Premium shit.
Yeah.
Glenn Abalos. Scott Hall, RIP. Man, heard that earlier. Saddens me.
Yeah.
Razor Ramon, bad times don't last. Bad guys do. Shouts to the Razor. So I guess they're taking him off life support today. Very sad news. It's, we've talked about it a little bit before. There's something about these wrestlers, man. It's a tough life. Their bodies get banged up. I feel like the mental is tough. It's a grind. And I feel like once they're no longer wrestling, they kind of get thrown out a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's why it's kind of sad for me. I feel like there needs to be, something has to be put in place that helps retired wrestlers.
Yeah.
You know, because it is really such a brutal sport. People don't realize it. Like, oh, well, wrestling's fake. Man, that stuff takes such a toll on your body. It's unbelievable.
The show Heels kind of shows that side of it.
Yeah, it does.
Which was kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, Heels is a pretty good show. But they've only got one season. But yeah. I'm definitely looking forward to season two whenever that comes. And
Super Pumped is the other show I've been watching.
Okay.
About Uber.
All right, Super Pumped. Oh, yeah, I've been meaning to check that one out.
Yeah.
So if, you know, I don't know if he's officially gone yet, but, you know, they're taking him off life support then. It's not good. So man, rest in peace to a legend.
Yeah.
David Salazar, have you boys watched Ted Lasso? I thought it was one of the most inspirational and fun TV series in a long time. Appreciate you boys very much. Wolfpack, we all we got. I have not watched it. I will watch it because I've heard a lot of people talking about it and I want to watch it.
I watched like 4 or 5 episodes.
Oh, you weren't feeling it?
It wasn't that I wasn't feeling it. My wife fell asleep during like the first or second episode, and I just kept going because they're 30-minute episodes.
And she never caught up.
And then she didn't want to catch up, and I didn't want to watch it without her, and it put me in a funny place.
But if she's not going to watch it, why don't you just watch it now?
When am I going to watch a show without her?
You watch shows all the time here by yourself.
Not much.
Oh, wow.
Not much.
Weird. I will definitely watch it, and I've heard good things.
Okay. I mean, I enjoyed it. It was an enjoyable show.
All right. I'm looking forward to it. Nathan Stein, are you guys into good documentary films or series? If so, what's your favorite? And if not, have you seen Fear of 13? It's a story of Nick Yaris on death row. Might need to rent it off Apple TV, or it is also available on Roku.
Okay.
All right, Nathan. Appreciate the blueprint there.
Yeah. I don't have Roku.
Nope, no Roku.
I'm going to rent it. I'm going to fall asleep. A couple days in a row, I'm going to rent it again.
Yeah.
It's going to piss me off.
Man, good documentaries. So
I like documentaries. I think that almost always, though, they go in with they want a certain story to be the outcome.
Yeah, a lot of them are biased when they're talking about a certain thing, right? But best documentary of all time for me is Hoop Dreams.
Most people would say that that's the first, like, entertaining documentary.
I love Hoop Dreams. It's real. It's sad. It's glorious. There's a lot going on there. Hoop Dreams for me. I'm trying to think, what's a good documentary that I've seen recently?
I'll tell you what was not, I don't know if I would call it good.
Kind of drawing a blank a little.
But Life of Crime, which is about three people struggling with addiction that starts in the 70s, and it literally follows them for 30 years.
Oh, you told me about that. I meant to watch that.
And it's in Newark, New Jersey.
Oh, I started watching that and just forgot about it, never went back to it. That's right.
So I don't know if I would say that was good, because it's really sad. It's really, really sad, and it just shows you how powerful drugs are and how what evil they can do, and destroying families and lives and all kinds of stuff. But it was insane that the guy followed people for 30 years.
Yeah, 30 years is that's a lot, man. That's dedicated. I mean, I'm really enjoying the Kanye documentary.
Yeah.
That's probably the newest one that I've been watching, and I really like that one. The dude who shot that footage just got a bag, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is dope because, again, it's always cool to me when documentaries show real footage.
Yeah.
Over a long period of time. To me, it's always corny when it's like some kind of like clearly biased documentary where they're trying to hammer home some point and it's like it's mostly just that narrative, right? Like I'm trying to think, I don't know, like, you know, you see it with like, you know, a vegan documentary and then an anti-vegan documentary and both of them are clearly pushing in that direction. Yeah. Trying to think, is there another good
documentary? I mean, The Last Dance is a documentary that's awesome.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, that's up there with the best of them.
Yeah, Man in the Arena is the Tom Brady one. I haven't finished it.
I haven't watched that one yet.
It's really good, and they show kind of a lot of stuff that I had never seen before.
All right. Well, that's what was cool about The Last Dance is we had seen everything about Jordan at this point. Like, you know,
that was available.
20 years after his career, we knew everything about him, and yet – they showed stuff in that documentary that we had never seen.
Well, that's because you never saw the behind the scenes. Like, you don't see him gambling with his, like,
security team. No, but we had heard, like, what we thought was, like, all the stories.
For
you know, behind the flu game and this and that and this and that. But they covered that stuff, too.
I ate the pizza.
Yeah.
Nobody else ate the pizza.
I ate the pizza.
Yeah.
There it is.
A quote MJ, I've said before as well.
Yeah, I mean, a quote I've said too many times.
Yeah.
You know, that's how, you know, you get the good physique, a lot of pizza.
Yeah.
All right. I think that was it for the topics. And perfect timing. There it is.
Bang.
Going on an hour and a half, you know, perfect. We like to keep it in that range. Short and sweet.
Yeah.
You know, one of these days, maybe we'll do like a podcast marathon.
No.
24 hours and we'll do it live.
No.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
We'll definitely do it live, but we won't do it. I'm not doing 24 hours straight.
Do it live, and we'll do it on Twitch.
Wow. No and no.
All right. Just a thought. Putting it out there. All right. Any fun little anecdote?
One thing I want to say is you love to say anecdote, but it's anecdote.
I thought I pronounced a C in that.
Nah.
Anecdote.
Yeah, there you go.
We're going to rewind it.
We're not going to rewind it. I'm never going to listen to it again.
And I want to say that I did put that C in there.
Okay.
Frequently
you say antidote.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's no evidence to corroborate.
There's years and years of YouTube footage of you saying antidote.
Nah. We ain't buying it, kid. We ain't buying it. What do we want to go out on?
It's up to you.
Man. Listen. I think I know what it has to be. It's just.
Ever since I can remember, I've been popping my collar. Popping my collar.
Turn this up a little bit.
A timeless classic.
Ever since I can remember.
If you're in your car right now, turn it up. Thank me later.
Yeah.
Ever since I can remember, I've been popping my collar.
Popping my collar.
Popping my collar. Ever since I can remember, I've been working these holes, and they better put my money in my hand.
And when they come to get bread, I got the keys to the bakery. A lot of dudes sweating, playing, man, they some fakery. Let me catch a girl about some working in my sight. And believe I'm gonna be at you in the daylight with a flashlight. I'm trying to get paid, I have a money is made. A lot of dudes like to pay ladies.
This is an anthem right here.
Me, big time. I just like to holler.
All right, well,
we'll see you soon.
Well, you know me by the juice.
Episode 138.
We did it.
We did it. It's in the books, baby.